And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We hope everybody had a fantastic Christmas, and we're back in the Mighty 1090 studio with Dwayne Diego and John White from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to be talking fishing here. Yes, indeed. They're biting. You stay tuned. We're going to tell you all about it. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Christmas time, getting by, and I'm trying to focus on some fishing, man.
Yeah, man. Okay, Christmas is done.
It's done.
Passed.
You're right. Great times.
Hopefully everybody had a good Christmas.
Good to see all the family.
Did Rock Cod Rick get all that Santa brought him?
I somehow must have flown under the radar. All the naughty things must have been looking the other direction. Yeah, I was very well taken care of.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
all
good.
Yeah, we had a great time. Lots
Santa even brought you a new boat.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Came early.
Well, now it's time to talk fishing.
Yes.
And we got a couple guys in here can really talk fishing.
No doubt.
No doubt. I got it. I think this is the first time you've been on the show, Dwayne Diego, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Where you been, man? We've been down here for 24 years. It's great to have you. Of course, we've been fishing together, and you've been created an institution here in Southern California. So
I can tell you exactly where he's been. He's been La Jolla.
He's been La Jolla. Or offshore.
Exactly where he's been.
Yeah, indeed. Well, great to have you. And Mr. John White from Dana Landing, no stranger to the mic here on Mighty 1090.
What's up, Johnny?
Yeah. And Christmas was good for the White family?
Christmas was good for the White family.
Yeah.
Kids were all taken care of.
All right.
successful.
Kids were happy.
Yeah,
success. Yeah, that's cool. Very good. And now Dana Landing back. Oh, the doors are open and ready for business, ready to go fishing, right?
Yeah, doors are open after one of the 2 days were closed all year.
One of the 2 days.
Yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. All right. And things are hopping at East County Bait and Tackle, too, I would guess.
It should
too,
be,
right?
Yeah. A little bit of swim bait weather going on here.
Oh,
right now.
Man.
And, yeah, I think the tap water guys are really getting fired up right now.
Yeah.
It's that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they can get fired up because we're still pretty fired up about our Southern California fishing season. And, Dwayne, you've been out there, right? You've been catching fish.
It's been a pretty special year, you know, all the way up until last Wednesday.
Till last Wednesday?
Yes.
You realize last Wednesday was, like, the December 20th, right? I mean, like, the...
I think if I look back at the count, I think it was the 17th was the last tuna fish we caught.
That's so crazy.
But it was pretty cool, you know, getting on the boat and it being about 40 degrees at the dock and heading out and catching yellowfin.
And that's you look nuts. At the temperature charts, there's still like mid-60s temperatures offshore, right?
Yeah. The water hasn't changed too much where we were getting the fish, but the fish have definitely moved on. We've gone out a couple more times and checked, didn't see it.
They're gone.
But, it's cool to have
cool
a
year though,
until mid-December.
Yeah,
it was as early as it started, and I'd love to know because I certainly don't remember sport boat fishing us catching yellowfin consistently as early as we had, and this is certainly as late as they come. I mean, I definitely remember bites going late like this, but not starting so early and running so late. It was tuna all year long.
Yeah.
Wild.
Is it over?
It's never over.
It's never over.
Serious?
Because I can remember last year we went out with Steven on the Impulse and out at Cortez Bank, man, we hammered him.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was
Yeah.
I think that was right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That was special.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So, and there were guys that were fishing right up into the new year at Cortez, right?
All that good bluefin fishing that was happened last year.
We'll see what happens.
That's it.
Yeah. But in the meantime, yellowtail's kind of the thing right now, right?
Yeah. We got off the offshore program and slid into the beach for a day before the weather hit us last week, and they were right where they were supposed to be. So it's looking good for the beach. Excited to get back out there and start fishing those yellows close to home.
So tell us about your new operation. You just got a brand new boat from Kevin over at West Coast Marine up in Costa Mesa, and loving it, huh?
Yeah, super stoked. With Kevin at West Coast Marine and Linwood over at Parker, and we got ourselves a new 2016 Parker 2520 XLD. And the birth of Pinnacle Sport Fishing has happened, and we've already started running trips, and we're really stoked with the boat, and we're pointed with the business, and we're looking forward to fishing a lot more with everybody.
So you worked for Jamie at Seasons for a number of years.
Yeah, I worked with Jamie over at Seasons since the conception of his company about eight and a half years, and had a great time working for him. He runs a really good operation. Learned a lot about the business side aspect from him. And the time it came, and I had a really good opportunity, so I jumped at it, and here we are now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
How exciting to, having done it for a long time, to get to build the boat around exactly what you wanted to do.
Yeah, it was kind of surreal to sit in the boatyard and actually point fingers and tell guys what I wanted to do to a boat instead of having be told what to do to a boat. And, after years and years of running those Parkers, I really had a good idea of what I wanted, and everything came out perfect.
Well, the boat's beautiful.
Yeah, and you equipped it with the new Yamaha 4-stroke, 4-cylinder 200s, twins, right?
Yes, correct. We did the 2015 4-cylinder twin 200s. They're awesome motors, very fuel efficient, really quiet. They're going to be a deadly motor when fishing inshore in tight structure because you can barely hear them. And,
it's awesome.
They're killer. I'm really stoked with them.
Yeah. So the advantage of now most of the 200s, 250s, 300s are 6-cylinder. These are actually the newest, latest, greatest 4-cylinder.
Correct.
How do they differ from the 6-cylinders?
The main thing is going to be weight.
Yeah.
Definitely weight. I'm picking up some great fuel economy now. I've got a lot less pounds on my back end. Like I was saying before, a little bit more sluggish out of the hole, but not very much, hardly noticeable. Once you're going, you're going. And, again, they're extremely quiet, very stealthy motor.
Quieter than the sixes.
Way quieter.
Way quieter.
Like, just in gear or just out of gear with them on, you don't even know they're on.
No kidding.
That's pretty
awesome.
That's
cool.
Yeah. And what are you cruising at now?
Right now I'm cruising about 22.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's efficiency range.
Yeah, yeah. I always say less time traveling, more time fishing. Always a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And eat fast, no doubt about it. And what types of trips are you going to be doing this winter, spring, summer? Kind of give us the lowdown of what Pinnacle Sport Fishing is going
to
do.
Well, I offer everything from half day to full day offshore. I tend to lean towards, you know, targeting our game fish that are abundant in the area at times. So a lot of times I'll be, you know, this time you're doing 3-quarter-day trips local and to the islands, you know, targeting yellowtail, also targeting sea bass, halibut, occasional ling cod fishing, stuff like that. But really try to point our bow at the game fish and doing that whole program.
Fishing local waters, Mexican waters, wherever
both,
you need to go?
Yeah, both, wherever I need to go. You know, if we do the Mexican thing, obviously we got to do all the paperwork, passwords. But there's been plenty of fish up north last few winters, and, you know, we'll look forward to look around on both sides.
I look at a thing like Dwayne does. It's the perfect thing to do if you want to have a skiff but don't feel like having a boat payment. It's the perfect thing. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where
a lot cheaper.
A trip with Pinnacle is not. It's not terribly expensive. It really isn't. I mean, it's probably way too little for what it is. And it's like you say, when you start, you know, doing some of the things you do to ownership. You know, it certainly adds up, and you and four and your buddies can, or three of your buddies can go and split it and have a bitchin' ride with a guy that goes all the time, and it's just like trophy hunting from a small boat that you get to do whenever you book a trip with them.
Right. The other thing probably that's really good is if you have your own boat and you're trying to learn, going with Dwayne, you learn a lot. I bet you have a lot of guys that do that, right?
Yeah, I actually have a fair amount of clients that come out that have boats. They're regulars as well, and they come out once a month with me, and then they go and take what they've learned and apply it on their own boats. And they've had a pretty high success rate, but they keep coming back because, you know, you give them a little bit at a time because you want to make sure they learn it. You don't want to, you know, just give it to them all on the table at once because things get forgotten, you know, they don't retain as much. So, yeah, I definitely take a lot of guys out that have their own boats.
That's cool.
That's excellent. And you operate out of Dana Landing?
Yes, sir.
And you guys are the kind of the 4- and 6-pack headquarters, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And so what different boats do you have operating out of there? I know, of course, the big Impulse, right?
Yeah, the Impulse is our 6-pack boat. You know, real strong season this year. We upgraded the Blackjack this year from the 29-foot center console, which it had been for the last 5 years, to a 31-foot lures, which is a little bit nicer, more comfortable ride, and
it's definitely not a little bit.
Little
nicer.
Bit, yeah.
That's not a good description of what it is. A new boat, beautiful.
Yeah, it's held up real well for us, and you know, our business, our clientele team seems, you know, tends to be a little bit different than Dwayne. We get a lot of first-time anglers, and it seems to work really well for them.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that's our two main boats. There's you know, Dwayne picks up his customers at our dock every morning. It's a pretty busy place all summer, about 6 a.m.
Yeah, no kidding.
all these boats heading out. You know, the Impulse, our 6-pack boat, they run more of a overnight schedule, so almost like the, you know, the regular sport boats do down at the landings, where, you know, they're taking off 9-10 o'clock at night and coming back the following evening, and that's a this summer that was a coveted ride because it was a hard ticket to get.
Yeah, no doubt.
Booked up. So the lesson learned is book your trips now.
Yeah. Don't try to wait until the fishing's good. You know, I get people, you know, the phone just rings off the hook all summer. Well, can I go out this Friday or Saturday? It's like, yeah, you're dreaming.
Yeah, I've got
a Friday in October. Yeah. If
you want a trip in June, July, August, September of 2016. What is next year?
Yeah,
16? Yeah. Is that right? Man, that's like next week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You better book with Pinnacle Sport Fishing or Dana Landing, right?
Yeah. You know, pick out, you know, it's a good time now to start putting
like
your groups.
Especially weekends,
yeah,
right?
put your groups together now and you know, kind of get a consensus amongst your group of what dates you want to look at, and then give us a call and we can, you know, put a deposit down and block those dates out. That way you don't have to worry about it when the fishing gets good.
We said it. I remember us saying this the year before the season we had, you know, at the end of the season, you know, in 2014, coming into 2015, and then here it comes again. We just came off a great year. Obviously, we're seeing the El Nino condition. The water is not cooling rapidly. It's not going to get frigid cold and take forever to heat back up again. I mean, the signs are certainly there. We did the same exact thing last year. Book your spot and go. you know it's going to be good in July. Like, we know it's going to be good in August. We know, you know, it's just a foregone conclusion. Yeah, yeah, pick your date. Like, just
pick several dates.
Exactly. And then you got all season to finish paying them off, you know, put $500 on each one of them and then, you know, finish it off. It's just that way you secure your spot, because there's no question August is going to roll down. You're going to be, oh, man, I just came off a trip with Dwayne. I would love to go again, but he's booked for the rest of the month. Like, that's how that happens all the time.
And you got to remember fishing these trips that this, you know, sometimes even if the fishing's slower, these guys, you know, Maddie runs the Impulse, and Dwayne, I mean, they're extremely competitive. They don't want to go out there. They don't want to go out there. They're going to be more excited about the fishing than you are, no matter how.
No doubt.
We're not going out to catch a fish. We're going out to try to load the boat every day as much as possible, as fast as possible. It's a friendly competition between all the boys, and we have a really good time doing
That's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, even if the fishing's a little slower, these guys are going to put you in situations where you're going to be on the fish, and it's definitely worth, I would say, you know, booking ahead of time.
Sure. And that's the beauty of going on an operation like the Blackjack, like Pinnacle, like the Impulses. If the fishing happens to be a little slower, which this last 2 years was almost never the case, you know, you're splitting that catch of fish up amongst your four buddies, your six buddies, or whatever it is. There's lots to go around on a small operation like that. You know, you're not splitting that fish up amongst 40 guys.
You go on local fishing, half day, three quarter day. Do you do half day too?
I'll do half day trips.
Yeah,
you do
three quarter.
It's mainly three quarter and full day for me. But yeah, I do offer half days.
Yeah, but here's the thing: at Dana Landing, your passengers can load up license, ice. They can get their sandwiches for breakfast and lunch, dinner if it's going to be a long day.
The convenience factor there is,
it's crazy.
Par to none. It's awesome.
Any tackle that you might need extra, you go down to the boat and. Hey, guys, you need to go get like three or four 6X juniors.
Yep.
We're going to go catch some yellowtail.
Yeah.
Walk right up the street, right up to the landing and get them.
Exactly.
I always say Steve and Johnny made me the laziest, most ill-prepared fisherman ever, because Dana's right there. Ice, fuel, beer, soda, tackle, whatever, deli, license, everything. I mean, we don't prepare for anything anymore. No, we're just going to go pick it up in the morning. It's all there.
How many 12-volt batteries did you sell this year?
Quite a few. People are pretty prepared. I mean, the batteries are a spring thing. That's a March.
Yeah,
that's a March. Like, people come down and like first they buy starting fluid.
I was just gonna say starting fluid and boat plugs
next. You know, so yeah, like you know, do you guys have a plug for a boat? And, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You
my boat almost sank. Fluid and,
then you walk out to the boat and go, you know, you got to have that kill switch plugged on there for the motor to start. You know. After they bought a new battery.
Oh, yeah. Forgot that one. Yeah. You know, people forget things over the 6 months or so.
I just want to know when the GoPro mounted to the top of, like, the awning out the back that shows all the rad launch ramp issues, cars going into the water, like, when somebody's going to sit down and put out that rad video, because I want to be the first in line to buy it.
Or just a live feed.
Yeah,
well,
whatever.
I've thought of that, and I'm working on it. The problem I've had in the past is we have a real low bandwidth that, our internet feed to the store is real low bandwidth, but we just got better bandwidth, so maybe, you know, I want to hook something like that up. The other thing I want to put a camera on is our rental dock, because the skiff rental guys in the morning, it's like it's combat. You know, we do first come, first serve for our little, you know, half a dozen little bay rental skiffs, and those guys are all, you know, they call all day after, you know, 7 in the morning. Is there any skiffs left? Is there any skiffs left? And I was thinking I could just have a camera down there. That way I can just look on there. Oh, I see two skiffs. I better get down to Dana Landing. Especially if there's anchovy at the bait barge.
It's on.
It's on. Like, you cannot get a skiff. You know, there's, you know, 10 people. It's like Black Friday every weekend morning.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
But talk about the coolest little value and fun day of fishing. Those blue skiffs are awesome and crazy cheap for a full day of cruising around and fishing with your buddy. Same deal. You don't have a boat sitting in the driveway. What a cool little way to spend an afternoon with those guys.
Yeah, $70 for the whole day.
For the whole day.
$70 for the whole day, $50 for 4 hours. And, you know, we've got the regulars now. And, I mean, some of those guys, you know, especially in the late spring, early summer, I mean, they put the wood to the halibut on those things.
That's,
you know,
cool.
Some of the guys who know what they're doing, they'll come back in with, you know, 6 or 7 keepers. And you're just like,
whoa,
what?
You know, yeah.
That's rad.
They know the spot.
Yeah.
follow the blue skiff. Right
there you
now.
Go.
Yeah, I think that would be a good. Yeah, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not kidding. Talk about not even scratching the surface between tackle info and all the great stuff going on at Dana with Johnny and then fishing. My God, talk about a guy with Dwayne out there absolutely every single day. Going to be a great show full of information. We would love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways you can reach us. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking all kinds of great fishing today and talking really good info, we got catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach today. We've also got a really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is your choice of any pair of Olakai sandals in stock, Olakai shoes or sandals, a very, very cool prize.
In stock at Dana Landing.
That's right, yeah. So an awesome selection that you guys have at Dana, and if you're not familiar, too, those Olakais. It's so nice. So super, super nice.
And make the best sandals and the shoes, the variety of different shoes. How many different styles, colors, sizes?
We just have a few different styles of shoes, but yeah. But they're real popular.
They're really
good. They're as comfortable as they come and a really cool prize. And you're going to get to pick your choice at Dana Landing. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. So let's talk hookup on the mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Forget loading your fishing poles into the car and having them stick out the window. Carry Me 123 is the ultimate multi-purpose car window carrier to hold all your fishing poles. It's easy to install on any car, large or small. Simply attach Carry Me 123 to your car window. Roll up the window and close the door. Pull the attached bungee cord around your fishing poles and they're installed and fully secure in just seconds with no tools required. Carry Me 123 holds up to 75 pounds and is priced at only $34.95. Visit carryme123.com or amazon.com/snowskirack and click on Snow Ski Fishing Rod Car Rack Ski Store.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2400. That's 619-226-2403.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, if you want to get through, 858 858- 877-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And in the Christmas spirit, Johnny is sweetening the pot for the lucky callers at the end of the show today. So not only is somebody going to win their pair, their choice of any pair of Ole Guy's shoes or sandals, those great Ole Guy's at Dana Landing, but an additional lucky caller at the end of the show is going to get a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. How cool is that?
East County Bait and Tackle, now newly expanded, right, Johnny?
Newly expanded.
Yeah.
Quite a bit larger.
Yeah, it's,
it has become the mecca for freshwater anglers.
Yep.
Do they actually have real tackle in there, saltwater fishing?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Actually,
yeah, I just sent some CalStar rods out there the other day, and he's got some surface irons, stuff like that, some yo-yo jigs.
Does, okay. Know? But primarily East, I'm just joking, of course, primarily East County Bait and Tackle is... like the freshwater headquarters.
That it is the freshwater headquarters.
Yeah.
And that gift card, I mean, that'll get you 25% of a swim bait, probably.
Yeah. A good 25, maybe 27%.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Oh, of course, live bait, all the things, and also the guys out there, Gene and the boys, are amazing with knowledge of where to go. What
to use. I think most of the guys out there are either tournament fishermen and guides.
Yeah.
Right. So they're really on top of what's going on with this local scene here.
The thing that they're so good on is keeping up with the trends and things that are new, and you know, the thing that is the hot thing, the thing that's the hot thing next month, they've already got in there. Like Gene and those guys and Ryan, all those guys are so good at keeping up with the latest and greatest. And that's the thing, you know, Southern California, especially San Diego County lakes, there's a lot of fishermen on small bodies of water, and the newest thing that's different and hasn't been fished and hasn't been seen, that's what it, if you want to be the guy, if you want to be a Dwayne of freshwater, like, keeping up on the new thing is a huge deal, and that's what those guys are so good at down there.
Yeah. East County Bait and Tackle, so somebody's going to win a $50 gift card to go there and have a little shopping spree.
Yeah,
and
I like that.
Somebody else is going to be styling in a pair of Ole Guy sandals from Dana Landing, your choice of any of the shoes or sandals that they stock there at Ole Guy, which is quite extensive. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
You got it. Well, let's start it off this morning with Dennis, who's calling us from Norwalk. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Hey,
yeah,
same
you
to you,
Dennis.
Happy New Year, Dennis.
Okay. Your guest, I'd just like to talk about the yellowtail fishing, and also, Rick, about the if there's any going to be any closures on the fishing.
Dwayne, yellowtail fishing.
Yellowtail fishing. Yeah, we definitely have some fish here along the coast. It's kind of a mirror circumstance of last year. You know, deep water fish, eating crab. You just got to find the area that's plugged with crab. The more crab, the better. Look for the signal. There's bird on it. It's in both green and blue water, so it's not like you have to look at a terrapin and pinpoint exactly where to go. You kind of got to trial and error it. But there are fish around, and they are willing to bite right now.
Wintertime fish like this, is a time of day important? Is it all about the food? Is it all about the structure? Does it have to be everything? I mean, is there a thing that you can pin out that is the most important part of consistently catching yellowtail in the wintertime?
Absolutely. Right now, I'd say the most important part is food.
Okay.
You know, like I said, the batch of the fish we're finding is also the same spot where we're finding huge abundance of crab. Mm-hmm. You know, the second thing that'll come to play is going to be the water. It's not going to necessarily be so critical where it needs to be absolutely pristine blue, you know, but it can't be super dirty green. But, you know, it'll be in both tints. It'll be in blue and it'll be in clean green. It's just finding the food has been the key for sure.
Now, does finding the food, does that have to be done with your electronics? Is there visual sign also? Like, how does a guy pick his spot? Maybe he's not a San Diego guy. Maybe he's, you know, fishes Box Canyon or it is down here. Like, what's a guy look for?
You honestly, you can do this with your eyes still. There's still signal, you know, looking for squatter bird, birds feeding, picking, you know.
There's a bunch of birds in an area. They're there for a reason.
Yeah, in a real tight area, you know, and they're doing their crab thing. It was real lazy. You know, look for that and start there. Once you find that, then use your electronics. You know, meet around, look for it. And if you don't see the fish, even if you see a ton of bait, you start working it.
Yeah.
A lot of times it'll show up. It'll get under you.
They'll find you.
They'll find you, exactly.
Yeah, so one of the things that when you catch those winter yellowtail is eating them is amazing.
because they're feeding on that red crab, big fatty yellowtail, delicious, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're really good fish, really good fish, especially if you care for them very well, bleed them and all that stuff. The crab kind of stinks when you cut them. They're a little bit smellier yeah. of a version of yellowtail, yeah, but it doesn't do anything to the meat. It tastes great.
Yeah, cool. And what size are most of the yellows you've been catching?
You know, the stuff we found last week, for the most part, it was, you know, 14, 16-pound fish. We did have a couple standouts. We did bust a good couple quality. Off. But, you know, it's that you know, legit yellowtail.
Which is awesome when we spent a lot of our summertime offshore looking at fish that were sabiki-sized. So
that's
so
funny.
16-pounder is
you
a
see
knife.
Those all summer, you come in and you hang a 15-pounder, you get pretty excited.
So most of your charter groups, 2, 4, 6 passengers, how many, what's your average charter group?
You know, it varies. We carry up to 4. With the new boat, I've seen a lot of 2s and 3s. A lot of guys want to just get on the boat and stretch out their legs and,
nice
and feet and, work together. And
cool.
But, you know, once the season gets going, we take a lot of 4s.
Yeah. And the nice thing about your boat, the Parker 25, is you have that little cabin inside in the winter where you want to yep. get a little warm.
Seriously.
You just sit inside. And,
yep. You just jump in. We close the door, grab yourself a seat, and stay warm till we get out there and start fishing.
On Ricky's new boat, he's just got to put another jacket
on. He's put an iron shirt layer. Exactly. Fire up a Red Bull and you put an extra jacket on and go for it.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now.
Tom in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, I've got a quick question about, well, two things. First of all, I heard something about a special deal. I was just coming on, something about so much a day going on now. And then secondly, I appreciate the yellowtail always, but what's the latest on the tuna and still around, presumably? How far out? Has the water changed too much, temperature, and the like?
Well, we were seeing some tuna, like I was saying earlier, up until middle of last week. I think our last fish that we put on the boat was last Wednesday. The volume that was there seemed to decrease every storm we got. I think that whole bite weathered about 3 or 4 different fronts, and then we'd come back in the weather windows, and they'd be there. But every time there was less and less. And after this two storms ago, not this past week, the following weekend, we went back out there, and it was there, but it seemed like it took a lot more to get it going. Once it got going, it was real finicky, and we were only seeing one school where the weeks before, or the weather windows before, we'd see multiple schools up. So presumably we think that they have now moved on. We've gone out there a couple more times and taken a look, and we didn't see the signal we've seen. So I think that stuff has now slid to the south and out of our reach.
But it was December tuna.
Yeah, it was December tuna.
Not just December tuna, but December
yellowfin
tuna. Not like bluefin where we caught them, you know, like you say, out on some of that outer
in
banks.
Local water.
Yeah.
And it was the better grade fish. You know, I think our small fish was 27. We had fish up to 52.
Whoa.
And it was really good fishing. You know, it was talent fishing. It was straight light line. They wouldn't touch anything less than 20. Or anything more than 20, excuse me. And it was all chovy and fun. It was brutal, but it was fun.
Say a 50-pounder on 20-pound and an anchovy creates a lot of heartbreaks before you got one tail beaten on the deck. Like, that's you earn every one of those.
Yeah, that one was, the 52 was like an hour and 40-minute fish. And it was a beatdown.
That is a beatdown.
I can believe it. All right. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning. How'd the new boat perform on those trips? When did you get the new boat?
I got the boat towards the end of October, and she's been a dream as far as running and fishing the offshore stuff. I got the new tower and bridge up top with all the controls, and I worked diligently with Furuno on the Killer Electronics package, so all that stuff's been working really, really well.
Awesome.
Nice. So, when you put, what kind of transducer did you put in?
I mean, I did the Airmar 526, 1K.
1K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's kind of a minimum now to really get a good picture, right, as a 1 kilowatt transducer?
Yeah, for what we're doing, yeah, I think so. I wouldn't want to go any less. I was working with less for years on the 600 watt, and it was a good transducer, and I was able to identify
on
it. It worked. But this, it's really took it up a notch.
It's kind of like the difference between standard and HD, maybe?
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Like I said, marking those yellows last week on the thing, it was the first time I fished yellows with it. Oh, my God, it was great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
See a little more.
Oh, yeah. You can almost count
them. Catch a
little
more. Almost count them.
What did you decide to do as far as the bait system goes for the boat?
I went with the offshore, and I did the 100-gallon tank.
Woo, the big one.
That's
yeah.
a big tank.
Yeah, and I'm really pleased with it. It's a big bait jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Water jacuzzi.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, so, and did Kevin up at West Coast do a lot of the rigging for you? On the boat?
Yeah, yeah. I had Kevin and the guys at Fishing Boats Unlimited take care of all the rigging, and they did an outstanding job. I literally test drove the boat, drove it off the lot, brought it down here. I've been fishing it since. No
That's
problems.
So rad.
Stoked on that.
Lives in the water.
Yes, she lives in the water down at Dana.
That's right. Awesome.
Very good. All right. Hey, trying to find out what's going on out
got
there.
It. Speaking of yellowtail, there's a place where this time of year when you've got the itch and it's cold and it's rainy and you just need to go south, go to Baja, man. And Baja Catch Report today with the man, cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today is sponsored by Jobsite Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Unistrut is the original metal framing system that offers a unique weldless construction. It's a great time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods, and if you want to get more info, go down to Jobsite Supply. Those guys have the biggest selection of it, and really, really good guys. Skeet and Dan and all the guys at Jobsite Supply Co. are they're really, really good when it comes to that kind of stuff. So for more information, you can hop on their website, jobsitesupplyco.com, for more details. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Rockon. Hope you guys all had a wonderful Christmas, and you got lots of good presents, and Santa treated you good.
Life is good, buddy.
Yeah, I know that. Hey, Rick, you were talking about the yellowtail down in Baja. You know, this is the wintertime is incredible yellowtail fishing there. Anywhere from, you're looking at L.A. Bay all the way down to La Paz and East Cape area. There's some really, really good yellowtail fishery that time of year. The only chances are when you're in that Sierra Cortez this time of year all the way till about end of March, you got that north wind that blows, and it can got to get out early and get back before that wind blows. But otherwise, it can be some fabulous, fabulous yellowtail fishing. We're down in Cabo San Lucas. Gosh, they're averaging a striped marlin per boat per day. I mean, a striped marlin, really started to bite this past week. And, it usually gets really good about this time of year as those fish migrate down from the south. You know, they usually stop in that Mag Bay area, and then they come on down around then, and then they hang around there till the springtime. And then they slowly move up inside the Socia Cortez up on the East Cape. But striped marlin bite really good down in Cabo San Lucas. There's a good tuna bite just about a mile off the Archer at, out of Cabo. Matter of fact, the boats from, the Ponga fleet from San Jose del Cabo have been fishing out there, due to the winds in the Sea of Cortez. And they were doing, just about a limited tuna. Yeah, it's 5 fish per boat per day. Not big stuff, 15, 20, 25 pound fish. And then right at the end of the week, up in the Iman, up in the Sea of Cortez, those winds started to die down and they were able to get up there. And here again, the tuna bite is still going off there, and it's been going off there, 6-7 months now. They seem to hold in that area. I don't know what the attraction is, but, normally these tunas, the pelagics are moving all over the place, but for some reason they concentrate right in that area. Over in Masoplan there, things kind of slowed down a bit. A few sails, a few Dorado, and that's about it there, but they are number one spot, as usual, this time of year, Ixtapas y Huantenejo. Doing real well. 3 miles out of the harbor. I mean, there's sailfish bite there is off the charts. Some boats releasing 5, 6, 7 a day. Along the beaches there, roosters and jacks, all you want. I mean, there's some quality roosters. The only problem is those jacks are faster than the roosters, and they get into the poppers and the baits before the roosters can get them. But otherwise, some really good fishing going on there. And that's the report for this week. And I'll talk to you guys, I guess that's going to be next year.
Next year, cast man, which is next Saturday.
Yeah, next Friday, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but we won't
yeah,
be talking
to you. Yeah,
but
we're not going to talk to you Friday, unless you want to call. Adam may be here, and you can talk to
oh, really?
Adam here at the Mighty 1090.
I might not be in any condition to call.
Okay, yeah.
That's probably a good
talk
point.
Talk to us next Saturday about the same time.
Yeah, next Saturday. All right, guys.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, cast man.
Anyway, you want to book a trip in the southern Baja, mainland Mexico, wherever, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 on the web, www.casttours.com, and talk to you next year.
Thanks, Cast
right,
Man.
Thanks, Cast Man.
Great,
appreciate that.
Great report. As always, again, Catch Report, sponsored part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It is long-range season. We've been talking about it for a while. It's time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way, you're going to be the first in line to have your fish cut when the trip returns. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And the reason that pays off so much, we see it a lot. You come home from your long-range trip, all of your fish goes to Fisherman's Processing, and I can't tell you how many times we've had guys hanging out in the tackle store, an hour, maybe even 45 minutes after the trip comes back, and they're just kind of kicking tires and BSing, looking at gear, and next thing you know, a cell phone rings, and it's Sean or Rosie. Hey, your fish is 100% done. Come pick it up, load it in the coolers, and you're back. I mean, yeah. From boat backing in till killer one-pound vacuum-packed bags, whatever you need, it's crazy how fast, and getting in line ahead of time makes that difference. So,
and if you're down at Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing right now, getting ready to get on your long-range boat, shoot them a call now. Make a reservation, because I can guarantee you when the boats come back, even because they're leaving all today, they're probably going to come back about the same day, too, a lot of them, too, right?
It gets pretty busy.
Yeah, very, very busy day. So give them a call, Fisherman's Processing. You'll be glad you did. 858-457-1090, open right now.
Gus in Burbank, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Gus.
Hey,
look,
Gus.
At that. Wow.
Very nice.
Good morning. Yo, yo, yo. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Isn't that over? It's Happy New Year now, Gus.
Well, I don't know the lyrics to Auld Lang Syne.
Okay, all right. Gotcha.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just calling to, you know, let all the fans of the San Diego Chargers, you know.
I think we lost you there, Gus. I don't know what happened.
Wait,
yeah,
cutting out here.
Yeah, that's weird.
What? I've heard there's rumors Kennard is going to buy the Patriots and move them out here.
Oh, yeah. It could happen.
Yeah, I know.
The San Diego Patriots?
That's all I'd call to say is, you know, the San Diego Patriots. What could be better?
I don't think Kennard would be bummed on that at all. I'm sure if that was a possibility, it would happen.
Okay, Gus. Happy New Year. Thanks a lot for the call. Don't call again.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Steve in L.A., you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Steve? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
You too, Steve.
That was fast Christmas, that's for sure.
Wow.
Hey, well, this is my 60th year of life here. We're starting off, and I wanted to start something new and start doing, but get me a nice kayak, and but I wanted to know if I could rent one. Down over there for Dana Lanning.
Do you guys rent kayaks?
We do rent kayaks. Do. Yeah, yeah. We rent kayaks off our dock, but you also, you know, we're next door to probably one of the biggest kayak dealers in Southern California, Fastlane kayaks and sailing there, and he does some fishing programs.
Fishing,
you know, the Fish and Mission. That's a good thing to get involved in. Or if you just want to try to sit on one and get in the water, you can come down. Our kayaks we rent aren't specifically for fishing, but they will work for it, and you can get an idea of what it's like.
So if you want to just cruise around, take a rod with you and such like that, you do rent some kayaks.
Yes.
But if you want to get serious about buying a kayak, go to Dana Landing and go to Fastlane right there.
Yep.
And they'll let you demo one of the pro anglers, which is the pro angler or the Outback, if you don't want to have quite something as big as the pro angler, the Outback, the new Outback with the seat, really, really an awesome kayak.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll let you demo them for free. I mean, if you're serious about buying a kayak, you don't want anything but a Hobie. That's the fishing kayak. There's nothing like it. So go down Fastlane, and they'll set you up, Steve.
Real good, guys. Thank
all right.
You
very much. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with Catch Reports in the show later. We got all kinds of great information. If you want to get through, great time to call. Have your chance of winning those Olakai sandals or a $50 gift card, 858-457-1090. Or you can call us toll-free. That one's 877-792-1090. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Hey, you know, this time of the year, you're getting ready for New Year's party.
Yeah.
And there's one place that you can wow your family and friends, and that is Point Loma Seafoods, and get one of their party trays.
They always say it's the freshest thing in town, and there's no doubt about that. When you walk in that place and look at that seafood case, That's why they stand above everybody else. Crazy good selection, crazy good seafood, and it's all the cool stuff too. It's troll caught salmon. It's fresh Dungeness from Alaska. You know, all of those things that they do there is just above and beyond.
They have it all. Yeah, and here's the thing. I went to a holiday party with party platters from Point Loma Seafoods. Everybody was just like, where'd you get this?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, this is unbelievable.
So good.
It's a place. It's Point Loma Seafoods. Crab, shrimp, their smoked fish platters. You want to have a party, you want to wow your friends, Point Loma Seafoods. Order it ahead of time. Order it today. For a big New Year's Eve party. You'll be glad you did. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Discover the reliable Yamaha four-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next-generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam four-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha four-strokes. Perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Piffa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Excellent chance to call. Been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, great shot right now. Have your shot at winning a brand new pair of Olakais or a $50 shopping spree to ECBT. 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or toll free, 877-792-1090.
Hey, I have a question for Dwayne Diego. Dwayne, with Pinnacle Sport Fishing, what's your typical winter fishing program? Somebody calls up and says, I have some relatives coming into town, and I want to go fishing. I want to take them out and show them a good time. It looks like a good week of weather this week. What are you going to do?
We're going to go yellowtail fishing.
Wait a minute. It's December, almost January.
Yeah, and we're supposed to be codding right now? Like,
No. We're honestly, we go do some yellowtail fishing. You know, we have cod always as a fallback. You know,
sure.
I always have some squid and stuff on the boat. But yeah, we'll get out of the harbors, go make some bait. You know, go drop down some dropper loops, wind some jigs, hit all the normal haunts, you know, fish all the signal, and try to get us some yellowtails.
Yeah. On a typical day this time of the year, a good day of yellowtail fishing for three guys or gals, what'll it produce?
You know, we've had days up to 30 fish.
What?
In the middle of the winter.
Wow,
you know, awesome. Last week, we didn't get on the fish until about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and we hooked 10 fish between 3 and 5.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So,
Afternoon bite thing?
Yeah, it was an afternoon deal. But it can be pretty fruitful. You know, you're not dealing with a lot of crowds. You get on them. A lot of times they do want to bite. They're down there for a reason. They're eating. you know, and you can put together some really good days in the winter. And I always say, you know, you can't catch them if you're not trying for them.
Yeah, you got to go.
And nine times out of ten, people want to go pool on game fish rather than go cod fishing. Nothing wrong with cod fishing, but, you know, guys want the glory fish.
Man.
Why a lot of people go fishing.
And I would say that's what you guys target. I mean, you go for the trophy way more than anything else. You're lesser concerned with putting a few fillets in the bag and more concerned with getting a guy a trophy fish at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I can't even tell you the last time we loaded up the boat and said, oh, well, we're going to go cod fishing, unless it was a very special request to do so.
Right.
You know, we really, really like to focus on the game fish.
That's awesome.
What about sea bass? Are we going to see sea bass this winter and spring?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're already seeing a little bit here and there on the coast. There's no big volume, but there's some fish swimming around.
It could happen.
It's a different type of sea bass fishing than you've seen in the past with squid. This is a bait fishing form. So it's a little bit more time, a little bit more effort. But the reward is always always good with those things right now. And there's definitely a little bit swimming around our coastline.
So you caught a few last spring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had a really good winter last year.
Oh.
That was our deal. We had those things basically like November to January.
Really?
And mixed in with the yellows.
The conditions that produce good sea bass fishing when there's squid around, are they the same conditions that produce good sea bass when you have to fish with a mackerel, or is it something different that you need to do?
I think it's a little bit different of an approach there. You know, again, back to the yellowtail thing, you're looking for bait.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly crab. If you can get on a crab and mackerel mix on a reefy area, less than 150 feet, you're pretty dialed. You have a pretty good chance.
You're less setting your watch by the moon multiple days before. And
yeah,
more so
you're not staying up all night. You know, you're instead you're fishing during daylight hours.
Awesome.
You know,
vampire fishing.
I like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You might, yeah.
That's a good
that's Pete program.
Yeah. Daytime.
Yeah, nighttime's for sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. John, what about you? What's your winter fishery? What do you like doing?
Well, I mean, normally, like the last couple of weeks, I would have tried to get a little bit of cod in before the season shuts down, but the weather just hasn't been there for me to get out on the water. But I like doing this yellow. You know, we'll go out to the 270 and drift out, you know, kind of the same situation they're doing. But also, you know, it's right around the corner where you start seeing some bird school fish up off La Jolla, you know, on the tide change and try to catch maybe one or two on a surface iron. That gets me going, you know, so.
Yeah, we definitely had surface iron fish last year in January, too.
Wow.
Yeah, several different times.
How fun. That and then you're kind of the bay specialist too, right? You really specialize in dialing people in on the bay.
Yeah, you know, and there'll be, you know, a lot of people coming in for that, and it's definitely the time of year. It's funny because I have a group of regulars that come in and they say that you know, from the end of December into say the beginning of March, they call it shore fishing season for the bay because those bigger bass tend to kind of get in a little closer on the coastline.
Really?
And these guys, you know, some of them call it car fishing, some of them call it shore fishing, where they have certain beaches and certain areas in the bay they're working where they can go and pick, you know, 15 nice spotties in a day. That you know, in the winter time, those you get a lot of you know, anchovy schools in the bay and small bait schools, and you can kind of follow them because there'll be a big raft up of cormorants, and they'll just kind of push them down the shoreline, and they'll come in the cove even where we're at, and work right across the launch ramp, and then out the dock, out the other side,
really?
and then they'll just keep going through. So you can kind of you know, cruise around. You can either drive around in a boat or walk around and find those schools of cormorant, and the bass we'll be following those schools, you know. Wait, you know, they're all kind of herding the same spots of bait, and even this winter there's been a pretty decent bonito
That's
fishing
right.
in the bay. Also,
I never knew that cormorant had a use.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're fishing lures,
right?
they don't bite lures, you know. So when you're fishing lures, it's not like you have to deal with them eating every bait you're casting out there. So
yeah, that's good news.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty fantastic. So and bay fishing, you guys, people come in, you'll dial people in on where to go, what to use, sell them the proper baits, the proper plastics.
Yeah, I mean, we have lots
Show them
of
where
plastics
to go.
And
rent them a boat.
Rent them a
Seriously,
boat.
Seriously, everything.
Yeah.
Sell them a sandwich, license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lead heads. And I like to, you know, if they're first-timers, I kind of look at what they're used to fishing for, you know, and what they're, you know, if they, you know, a lot of people come in from out of town. It's like, well, where are you from? Oh, Arizona. What do you fish for? You fish for bass in Arizona? Okay, well, yeah, we can do this the same way you're fishing largemouth bass. You know, I'll just kind of adjust the lures a little bit, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wow, you know, I didn't realize we could fish like that out here, you know. So.
How cool for a bay guy if he were lucky enough to win that $50 East County Bait and Tackle Certificate, because even though obviously the majority of what they have out there is really dialed freshwater, so much stuff now, more so now than ever, is you see a lot of crossover spinner baits and crank baits and hard jerk baits and things like that.
Alabama rigs, that kind of stuff.
All that. Oh, you're letting out Ricky's secrets now, see?
Have at it, man.
Bay bass.
Yeah, that's what
it's
about.
Speaking of the Bay Bass tournament coming in January, you were having a big event. Saturday, January 16th.
Yeah, we're trying to make it like a yearly thing now that the San Diego Anglers have their Bay Bass tournament every year in January. And so the weekend, you know, generally the Saturday before that, the week before, we're going to do kind of a seminar / sale at Dana Landing. So this year, you know, we got everything set up, and our, you know, it's all going to be focused around the seminar we're doing. And Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, Afrin Abutin from War Baits, are going to be there speaking.
Awesome.
We're going to do a panel, and then we're also going to have Jimmy Decker, you know, Pure Fishing Berkeley, and Ben Florentino kind of representing the Shimano side. So that's
like the who's who.
Yeah, that's like kind of the who's
who
of inshore fishing.
That's going to be right next door.
That's going to be we'll do the seminar at Fastlane Sailing, and you know, kind of a panel discussion like we've done before, where people can come up with their questions earlier, and then you're going to be there, right?
Right. You'll be hosting the panel
and kind of feeding the questions from the audience to the panel and letting them discuss. You know, letting them discuss what their idea is on each situation. It's pretty unique. And
that's awesome.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, the day starts with a live broadcast. So Let's Talk Hook Up right in front of Dana Landing there.
Yep.
With Benny Florentino as our guest, along with others. And
people,
you have a big
through.
Sale, too, right?
Big sale. Really good prices on inshore stuff and offshore stuff. So I'm... we'll be running ads on Let's Talk Hook Up in the next couple of weeks. There'll be ads on Bloody Decks. There'll be ads on Western Outdoor News. Some of the pricing
some
and
sales.
Stuff is some of the pricing we can't advertise because it's too low.
Whoa.
There's some
and it's all Bay Bass oriented.
No, not all Bay Bass oriented. It's fishing oriented.
Fishing oriented.
Fishing oriented.
Okay.
So there'll be stuff. There will be a lot of Bay Bass oriented. You know, War Baits will do 30% off.
Oh, geez.
MC Swim Baits, 30% off. And that'll run all day. But then, you know, there will be a lot of deals on your regular saltwater tackle. Rapalas or Rapalas for out here. You know, any of the X-Rap Mags, which is a really popular summertime bait. But like the last 2 years, they've been hard to come by in the summer.
Right.
So. I'm going to put a discount on those. And if you buy two, you get one of a new bait from Normark that's a swimming lure from let's see here if I got it on my list.
For Williamson probably.
Yeah, Williamson. Yeah, Williamson
Pro.
Has a new Speed Pro, and they're
are cool.
Yeah, and they're gonna give away one of those if you buy two Rapalas.
Buy two Rapalas.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's just some of the stuff that we've got.
That's just a teaser. That we'll have more.
That's a teaser. There will be more stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so starts with Let's Talk Hook Up at 7 a.m.
Yep.
And then the seminar is going to be at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Yeah, 10 a.m.
Right
seminar.
Right next door at Fastlane.
At Fastlane, yeah.
Sale goes on all day.
Yeah, I mean, it will. We'll probably, you know, wind things down around 1 o'clock, but we'll have different people are going to have booths. Hovind Sunglasses is one of our new brands we're carrying, and
in addition to Maui Jim.
In addition to Maui Jim, they're kind of a different demographic, a little bit lower price point than the Mauis. And they're going to have a booth, and they're going to host a barbecue.
Oh,
so
nice.
So there's going to be free food there. It's going to be a good time.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's Saturday, January 16th, which here's the scary part, 3 weeks from today. How about that, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's on.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about next up, we talked to Kalani. Called us from San Diego this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You have a question, Kalani?
Yeah. I've never yo-yoed before, and I have a friend telling me, you know, I should do that, you know, and I'm wondering what do I tie on the end of the line there? What kind of What do you guys recommend?
Dwayne, these fish been on the yo-yo?
Yeah, there's definitely been some yo-yo fish. Typically yo-yoing. I use heavy line. I personally use 50 because it's a reaction bite. They're not really paying attention to the line. They're paying attention to the jig that flies by them. And on the end of that 50-pound line, you want to tie on a heavy jig, something like a Tatty 4-0, Salus 6X, something of that type. And, you know, just drop it down all the way to the bottom and then grind it up as fast as you can halfway. Kind of pay attention to your electronics, see where the feed layer is, see if you're marking any fish in the water column. And if you're consistently seeing feed and fish in a certain part of the water column, kind of adjust your yo-yoing to that depth and just repeatedly do it. You know, you're in an area you're not
over
marking fish yet. You're seeing it, seeing lots of bait on the meter. It feels like there's fish there. Just do blind drifts through the bait. Keep winding.
Yeah.
You know, and one of those fish is going to find your jig.
Crazy how often, and I'm sure you see it driving the boat for four or five guys, it's crazy how often the guy that's working harder is the one that gets rewarded for it.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many times I have guys sit back and just watch the meter the whole time, and then they'll drop when they see something. But the thing is, by the time they drop, their guy already hooked one, and that fish was not on the meter. And now he's got a fish hanging, and the meter's filled, and the guy that's watching meter waiting is waiting for his jig to drop.
Yeah. And they're gone by the time
it gets
down. Yeah.
What about
so, keep at it.
What about, you know, some of that stuff that was super successful for us for tuna fishing this year? I mean, you do much of that for yellowtail, like the flat falls and Colt Sniper and stuff like that? Or do you really, is it just better off to stay with the traditional and fish a full-size 6X scrambled egg? And
that's a really good question. And
yellowtail won't bite a flat fall.
Yellowtail, absolutely, they will not bite the heaviest flat fall they make.
Don't worry about it. Don't try it.
Yeah, especially
some for
those silver ones or the red ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use those. you know, this really, really big mega baits that look like anchovies and mackerel, don't use those. Those
work. Joking.
No, yeah,
right?
That stuff all works. It all works. What I like to do is I kind of just fish it all or have everybody on the boat tie on something different, whatever's getting bit the most, kind of switch over to that. And
what about rod and reel, Johnny? What's an ideal yo-yo outfit? Somebody came into Dana, just like Kalani, saying, I've never really done it. It's wintertime. I want to up my game. I want a rad yo-yo outfit. What are they going to buy?
There's a couple different, a couple different thoughts on that. Some people go with, some people even go with like kind of a jigging type rod now, for the yo-yo fishing. But for me, I like 6.5 foot, something pretty heavy, something that's rated like 20 to 60 or 30 to 80, like a 765L or 765XL even. And on our boat, we use a Penn Baja Special, or the Penn U.S. Senator Narrow.
Great reel
is our go-to. But, you could also go with some of the smaller stuff, the 20 and 30 size Torium or Trinidad. There's a lot of different, there's a lot of variety of reels that you can use for
that.
Do
you like star drag versus a lever drag?
I like a star drag versus a lever drag, but for yo-yo fishing, it's not that critical. Like there's plenty of people that'll use a lever drag reel for that, and I don't think it's going to give you
as high speed.
Yeah, as long as it's high speed, and they'll do just fine with that lever drag reel.
What about the braid versus no braid on a yo-yo thing? I know bait fishing, I'm sure all of us have accepted how nice it is to have your reel full of Power Pro and a short top shot. What do you feel about yo-yo jig fishing? Is that something where more mono is nicer, or do you go with the more braid and get your jig down quicker?
For me, if I was going to fish, I'll fish like a traditional yo-yo jig, like Dwayne's saying, like a Tatty 4-0 or a 6X, I'd want mono on that just because, winding that back and forth and running that braid through your fingers, at high speed multiple times, it's going to saw through your hands. I like the mono on that. I like the stretch from it. But if I was going to fish a flat fall or a butterfly jig or something like that, I'd probably go with a straight braid setup. I have a little narrow accurate that I've been doing that with, and it seems to work pretty well.
Very I like good. Braid so, straight
you
away.
You like straight braid?
Right, yeah, braid.
All the way
with a top shot of mono, really short top shot. For sometimes fishing, I'll even do short top shots of fluoro if I feel like they're nipping at it and I really want to get a good hook set anytime I can get a shot. They're literally, sometimes they'll just nip at your jigs.
Yeah. For either the flat fall
or anything
or
for me.
Anything.
And the reason for me for the braid all the way to the top of the reel is because
you don't lose too much circumference on your line capacity on your reel, so your cadence on your grind stays relatively the same, whereas if you're fishing mono and you drop 300 feet down, you just dumped half your spool. You know, and your cadence is really slow when you start that wind, and typically down at the bottom is where you really want to burn it because that's where the fish are in the bottom half.
Very good point. Yeah.
So I use the braid. You know, it is a little bit abusive on your thumbs and whatnot, but that's what they make blue tape for.
That's right.
And
what about dropper loop? You fishing braid also?
I'm going to be honest. I fish braid for everything.
Everything.
So I haven't fished mono in a very, very long time.
Power Pro. That's it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.